Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, you've tuned into The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. Text line, of course, is always open. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're just like a convenience store. So anytime you want to tell me anything or ask me anything on your message app, whichever one you use, doesn't make any difference to me, the number is 33103. 33103. Just use the keyword MicroMichael because I can't get the stupid company to get rid of that keyword problem. But anyway, keyword MicroMichael. Tell me anything, ask me anything. And then do me a favor, go follow me over on social media. Whether it's X, Facebook, or Instagram, they're all at Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. I want to go back to a story that I was starting to do yesterday on the weekday program, and I got a little ways through it, and then we had some other stuff come up, but I want to get back to it because it's, one, I have a larger audience today, and so more people around the country are going to hear the story, so I want to pick up where, I left off. I think I'll just start all over. But I want you to hear this story. It involves California. It involves the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, the California Air Resources Board, the California Energy Commission. And I think it's going to eventually involve probably every blue state in the country. And for that matter, other than the fact that I might think that this movement by California might be enough overreach that we might actually see the disappearance of the, not completely, there will always be a cult. But I think we might see at least the diminution or the kind of isolation of the Church of the Climate Activists. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? If we could all just recognize, I mean, if you look at what's going on in the Middle East, you look at what's going on in Venezuela, Cuba, you look at what's going on in the oil industry, writ large, all around the country, Russia, everybody, you're beginning to realize that for the foreseeable future, probably, if you're just, and I can't keep the generations correct, but if you're in your 20s, I think it'll be true for your lifetime. Absent some sort of amazing discovery, we're going to rely on oil and gas, fossil fuels, to be our baseline, stable, continuous support of cheap, reliable energy for the foreseeable future. But crazy places like California keep trying to drive up the cost artificially in hopes of getting rid of the industry entirely. And California is getting pretty darn close to doing it, and everybody that lives in California, I just want to say, if you think that oil and gases or gas prices are increasing at the pump now, you don't need to worry about the war in Iran. You don't need to worry about Russian oil or anything else. What you need to worry about is your own state. This past week, a letter landed on the desk of all the people I just mentioned earlier. The governor, the California Air Resources Board, the acronyms known as CARB, the California Energy Commission, in the entire California legislature. So every power center got served at once with this letter. And the letter came from the president of Chevron Oil, Andy, what's his last name? I keep forgetting. Andy Walz. I wonder if he's in relation to Governor Walz. Andy Walz. And the letter is amazing. And here's the headline of the story directly from the letter. CARB's proposed cap and invest regulation, which is, it's a carbon tax, but we'll get to that in a second. CARB's proposed cap and invest regulation, it will raise the price of gasoline, threaten the reliability of California's fuel supply, impact California jobs, and threaten energy security for the entire United States. Not California's energy security, but the energy security of all of you living in, I don't care, you're living in an oil-producing state like Wyoming or Texas, or for that matter, Colorado, at least we're trying to hang on, or you're living in Connecticut or Michigan or Florida. I don't. It's going to affect everybody. And no, this is not just some oil and gas company. This just isn't Chevron that's out there complaining about regulations because, well, they always do that. If you're in business, whether you're a giant, you know, multinational corporation like Chevron, or you're a small, that straw man argument that business is always complaining about regulation. The question is never whether a witness, for example, I think about it as a lawyer, is not whether a witness has an interest in the outcome, because every witness does. The only question is whether the facts support the argument. And in this case, the facts that I'm going to tell you come largely from California's own government documents. Chevron's not making up the numbers. They're quoting the California Energy Commission back at itself. So let's go through it. What is cap and invest, and why is the California Air Resources Board making it worse? California's cap and invest program, which the rest of the world calls cap and trade, you know, and I just find that in and of itself interesting. I want you to think about the language, cap and trade. We've all come to know over the past, couple of decades, that we know that's just a carbon tax. So what's California trying to do here? Whether it's the legislature, the Air Resources Board, the Energy Commission, the governor, doesn't make any difference. Cap and invest. Ooh, that sounds really good, doesn't it? They're going to invest. What it really does is it sets a ceiling on total greenhouse gas emissions of whatever kind, even the kind that I'm exhaling right now. And then they will issue a permit for every ton of CO2 in particular that you're allowed to emit. So companies that need to emit more CO2 to manufacture their widgets can then go to a company that is manufacturing paper clips, and they don't need to emit as much CO2, so they can buy allowances. If you're Catholic, you might call it an indulgence. In theory, it's a market-based way to reduce emissions. But as I told my audience on Friday, this is the kind of thing that Milton Friedman, the famed economist, would look at and say, oh, it's a carbon tax. Just look at the structure. I don't care what you call it. It's a carbon tax by any name that you want to call it. But what I want to do is I want to walk through what happens when you keep tightening the cap in a market, and in this case, California, that is already structurally broken. And this is one of the key points that I want you to keep in mind. The point that I want to make here is that California's entire energy system right now is structurally broken. California is what the energy industry calls a fuel island. It requires its own unique gasoline blend called CARBOB that only California refineries and maybe a tiny handful of refiners can produce. So when a California refinery closes, it doesn't just reduce the supply of gasoline in California, it removes the capacity to make the only fuel that California cars can legally burn. You can't call Houston and say, hey, send us 1 million barrels of oil. Because Houston's fuel doesn't meet California standards. And if you're going to import from Asia, that takes weeks. And when a refinery goes down unexpectedly because of something other than this, California doesn't have weeks in which to continue to supply gasoline to its population. That's the broken system. And let me tell you what they're going to do with that system. They're going to break it even more. That's coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and follow me on the social media platforms, X, Facebook, Instagram. It's at Michael D. Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
So my friends over at Pure Talk have been sending me customer feedback from ConsumerAffairs.com, where thousands of people rate and review the top wireless providers. Here, for instance, is a nice note from James in Raleigh, North Carolina, who writes, quote, "After hearing Mike Rowe's ad, we made the switch to Pure Talk, and we couldn't be happier. We went from spending $1,200 a year with T-Mobile to $420 with Pure Talk. Thanks, Mike. Switch today!" Exclamation point. Pure Talk is saving James $820 a year. And because he literally wrote the words, "switch today," in capital letters, with an exclamation point, I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this commercial to him. So folks, take it from James in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pure Talk can give you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on the same 5G service the big guys are overcharging you for. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe. You'll also save 50% off your first month. That's #250 to save an additional 50%. Thanks, James.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Welcome back to Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Do me a favor and be sure and subscribe to the podcast. Whatever podcast app you use doesn't make any difference. Go subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button. Leave us a five-star review to help us with the algorithm. And then that will automatically download all 5 days of the weekday program, plus this weekend program, so you get 6 days of Michael Brown. Won't that be fantastic? And we don't even charge you for it either. How about that? Maybe I should do a cap and trade, a podcast and trade. Into that already fragile system that I just described, the California Air Resources Board wants to dramatically tighten their cap and invest, cap and trade program. And here's where the letter from Chevron really gets devastating, because they use California's own math. Chevron doesn't make up this math. They're not their numbers. They take the numbers from the California Air Resources Board, those numbers, to throw it back at California and say, here. Now, the California Energy Commission itself already says that this program, this cap and invest, I just hate saying cap and invest. So I'm going to call it cap and trade, because that's what it really is. It's not cap and invest. They're not investing anything. They're taking more of your money so they can spend that money on a bunch of green energy projects, all to your detriment, whether you're in California or anywhere else. But the California Energy Commission itself already says that this program adds 24 cents to every gallon of gas. 24 cents to every gallon that you buy. Now, go look at whatever your taxes are in California, and then realize that when you subtract all of that, what your price of gas would be, and then subtract another 24 cents. Wow. Their own regulatory impact assessment says that every $10 increase in their cap and trade allowance price adds another 9 cents a gallon. So if an allowance price in California hits that price ceiling, a ceiling that the California Air Resources Board itself designed, approximately $135 by 2030. And UC Davis, they've calculated, looking at this same program, they say that it will add $1.21 per gallon to California gases by 2030. You know, there was a time when 2030 seemed like a long time away. That's just 4 years away. Actually, less than 4 years away. And think about just the normal rate of inflation, just 1 or 2% per year. Or think about just the increased cost of refining and just doing, you know, just producing and shipping, you know, gas prices just go up. $1.21 per gallon from one program. And that's on top of everything else that's already baked into California gas prices, which already run on average about a buck and a half above the national average. So what we're talking about, we're talking about the realistic path to $7 or $8 gas in California. And those numbers aren't coming from Chevron, and they're not coming from the oil industry. They come from the California Energy Commission and the University of California, Davis. Now, let me give you the context of this letter, because it didn't arrive in a vacuum. Back in 1983, this is all ancient history, right? Let's go all the way back to 1983. California had 40 operating refineries. You know how many they have today? 11. 40 years of increasingly aggressive environmental regulation eliminated almost 75% of California's own refining capacity. And I would say that the advocates for things like cap and trade say that's the point, because they want to transition California away from fossil fuels. Well, here's my response. That argument is only coherent if the transition is keeping pace with the destruction. And it isn't. California is still the second largest consumer of gas in the country, and the largest consumer user of gas-powered vehicles on the road. The recent body count, this is what it's doing. This is the real impact of it. Chevron moved its headquarters from California to Texas 2 years ago after 150 years in the state. Phillips 66 closed its Los Angeles refinery, which was over 8%, almost 10% of California's total refining capacity, late last year. Actually, 2 days after the governor signed a new refinery regulation. Phillips 66 looked at it and said, we can't absorb those costs. So we just shut the refinery down. Valero is shutting a refinery in Benicia in this, I think, next month sometime. I know it's this year. I think it's next month. Now, Chevron's letter says that the California Energy Commission's own 2024 transportation fuels assessment warned itself that supply declines from refinery closures will result in, and I'm quoting the California Energy Commission now, I'm not quoting Chevron, steep, sudden declines in gasoline production capacity. Steep, sudden declines. That's Sacramento talking. That's not big oil trying to scare you. That's the state's own energy commission saying that's what California's going to get. Why? Why are we so, well, not we, they, but eventually us too, so stupid? Because that economic damage is not abstract. According to the Los Angeles Economic Development Council, they have an Institute for Applied Economics. California's petroleum industry supports more than 500,000 jobs statewide. It generates $53 billion in annual labor income. That means $53 billion that goes into the hands of individuals that then use that money to buy, gas. They buy gas. They buy groceries. They pay for electric bills. They buy cars. They buy houses. They buy clothes. They buy shoes. They buy electronics. They buy everything. $53 billion in labor income. And that contributes $64 billion in tax revenues. So that's what's funding the schools and roads and health care in California, and it generates about $166 billion in value-added economic activity. And Chevron's letter is basically saying very matter-of-factly, all of that is now at risk. Every single bit of that is now at risk. Now I want to talk to you about part of this letter that I think is the most significant part that nobody really talks about, because it stops being just about gas prices. Chevron's letter includes a section titled Risks to Military Readiness, National Security, and Fuel Supplies. Here's the letter, quote, verbatim, quote, California's in-state refining system plays an important role in supporting U.S. energy security, national defense, including more than 30 military defense installations in the state itself that could be compromised if this policy is finalized. More than 30 military installations. Wow. Just think about California's geography. San Diego, the largest naval fleet concentration in the entire world. Miramar, Edwards Air Force Base, Vandenberg, Ventura County Naval Base. I go on and on. And what's that going to do to the rest of the country? Hang tight. I'll tell you next. Don't go away.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
When people turn to telehealth for weight loss, they're looking for real support. That's why more people are choosing Orderly Meds. Orderly Meds connects you with real doctors and access to proven GLP-1 medications like semaglutide and tirzepatide. No guessing, just a more supportive experience. And all shipped directly to your door in discreet packaging. Do your research, ask questions, then visit orderlymeds.com/radio for an exclusive offer. That's orderlymeds.com/radio. Individual results may vary, not medical advice. Eligibility required. See site for details.
Mandiva's Cabinets. The local pro.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart. Advertise local. Advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
North State Park's annual celebration of North State wine is back with another panel of fine wine with award-winning wines served by the North State's best wineries being held at the newly remodeled Holiday Inn with fine appetizers by their new chef. 20's theme is accented by Lady Bot and the Bluebirds on stage. 20's attire is suggested. This event sells out every year, so don't miss the fun. Saturday night, March 7th at the Holiday Inn. Tickets can be purchased at pcpark.org.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know, if you like what we do on the weekend program, you ought to listen to us weekdays. It's real easy to do. Take your iHeart app and set a preset for this station, KOA. Call letters are KOA, like the campground. KOA, it's 850 AM, 94.1 FM. Hit that as a preset. And then you can stream me live Monday through Friday, from 9 to noon Mountain Time. So go set that preset on your app right now and stream us live during the weekday. Let's go back to this California cap and trade. Because this is, I think, one of the parts of the letter that, of course, the cabal is not going to tell you about. And that is the risks to military readiness, national security, and fuel supplies. Now, most people don't really think about everything that is stuck on the West Coast. San Diego, as I said before the break, you've got the largest naval fleet concentration in the entire world. You got Miramar. You got Edwards Air Force Base. You got Vandenberg. You got Ventura County Naval Base. California is our country's Pacific gateway. And those installations run on aviation fuel, JP-8, Jet A, and California refineries produce that fuel. And the letter from Chevron makes it strategically obvious the problem with what they're doing in California. The letter says, continued erosion of California's refining capacity increases reliance on imported fuels that are slower to arrive, more exposed to global supply disruptions, and less reliable during emergencies or periods of heightened geopolitical risk. Oh, slower to arrive. Oh, who cares about that in an emergency? Less reliable in an emergency. Well, don't worry about that. Higher geopolitical exposure. We have rising tensions in the Indo-Pacific with China. Now, that's not a footnote. What that is, in my opinion, is a national security crisis that's evolving in slow motion. But here's the political reality that at least Chevron understands, that this argument about national security doesn't go away when gas prices come down. It lives in the Pentagon. It lives in the Congressional Armed Services Committee hearings. It creates a potential federal preemption question. Can California implement regulations that materially compromise U.S. military operational capacity? I don't think they should be allowed to do it. Up to now, the Chevron California fight has always been framed as an environment versus corporate profits battle. California wins that kind of framing every single time in the media. But corporate profits versus military readiness on the Pacific coast, that's a different kind of argument. That's a different fight. And Chevron finally opened that door for maybe some yahoos in D.C. to recognize what the state of California is doing to military readiness in this country. Probably the most revealing subplot of this story involves a man that wants to be your next president. Gavin Newsom has spent decades doing everything in his power to strangle California's oil and gas industry. He sued Chevron. He signed a gas price gouging law. He's called special legislative sessions to regulate these refineries. It's kind of interesting because you've gone from, what was it, 30 or 40 down to, you know, maybe 10? The refineries are closing. Gas headed towards $7. And his own Energy Commission is warning about steep, sudden supply declines. Now, do we have to do basic economics? When the supply declines, what happens? Oh, there's the obvious. Gas lines. And what? Yes. Higher prices. And Gavin Newsom, the guy that wants to be the next president, quietly and carefully signed legislation that fast-tracks 2,000 new oil wells per year in Kern County, California. And he told reporters with a straight face that this is not an ideological endeavor. We're in the practical application business. Oh, really? Gavin Newsom has discovered practical application? I guess that's what happens when your ideology meets the gas pump. But here's the tragedy for consumers in California. It's probably too late. You can't unclose a refinery. The workforce disperses, the permits lap, and the economics of reopening a closed refinery in California's regulatory environmental are, for all practical purposes, probably near impossible. So Newsom's pivot may be sincere. I'm not going to judge that. I think it has more to do with him running for president than the economic realities of what's happening in California. But his pivot is, in a way, locking the barn door after the horse has already escaped. So let me close the case. A company that has 150 years in one state watched its headquarters move to Texas, watched Phillips 66, Valero close their refineries, watched the refinery count fall from 40 to 11, watched gas prices become the highest in the nation. And now, even on top of all of that, they still are looking at a proposed regulation that California's own math, not Chevron's math, says will add another $1.21 per gallon by 2030. So Chevron decided to write a stern letter to the governor, to the regulators, to the legislature, all at once, basically saying this: if you do this, the harm will be lasting and irreversible, not just to California consumers, but to the national economy, to all the neighboring states that depend on California's fuel supply. And adding in the third one, which nobody wants to talk about, and to the military installations that guard America's Pacific flank. Now, let me try to be fair to the other side, because, you know, at least try to be intellectually honest. Climate change is real. I've always said that it is. And carbon emissions, they may contribute a tiny, tiny bit, but I think solar flares and solar radiation and water vapor and everything else has more to do, because our CO2 levels have been thousands of times higher than what they are now. And cap and trade, you could argue, is theoretically a market-friendly alternative to command and control regulation, but I think that's a false equivalence. It's not really market-friendly versus command and control regulation. They're just doing command and control. But a market mechanism can only work when market alternatives exist. And in California's isolated fuel market, where you have to have these special blends, there are no ready alternatives for the millions of internal combustion vehicles. They're still on the road. They're not going anywhere. Most people can't afford to go buy a new car or even a used car. They're going to keep driving their cars right now until the tires come off, until the wheels come off. And then raising the price of something that people have no alternative to is not a market signal. That becomes a tax. And it falls hardest on, say, the Central Valley farm workers, or the Fresno small business owner, the Riverside retiree, the people that the progressives, oh, they say they care the most about. And the environmental merits? California's own data shows that it has reduced in-state emissions. It has increased its reliance on imported fuel from countries with lower environmental standards and less transparency. So you're not reducing global emissions one iota. What you're doing is you're doing the same thing that the people that drive electric vehicles claim to be doing. Oh, I'm emissions-free. No, you just offshored the emissions. You sent them back to some other country on ships that burn enormous quantities of bunker fuel from Asian refineries with none of California's environmental accountability. The net environment benefit of destroying California's refining industry is at best, I think, ambiguous, and at worst, it is truly a negative, truly a negative. Here's what I want you to understand about what Chevron actually did with this letter. When a major publicly traded company writes in writing for the record that a government regulation will cause lasting and irreversible harm, they're not negotiating. They're documenting. It's creating a legal record. It's making absolutely sure that when those consequences that I describe actually arrive, when prices spike, when supplies fail, when somebody in the Pentagon says, where's the jet fuel? There's no question about who was warned and what they chose to do. Andy Walz's letter is, in legal terms, a notice. And Sacramento, California, and quite frankly, the countries should have received that notice now. The question then becomes whether California answers with policy or politics. And based on 30 years of evidence, trust me, I'm not optimistic about it. But I do hope I'm wrong, because the alternative is $7 gas, shuttered refineries, fuel imports from Asia, a hollowed-out economy in America's most populous state. And it's not just a California problem. When it comes to energy, what starts in California rarely stays in California. And I'm really concerned about the national security aspect. When the naval fleet wants to leave San Diego, or a jet takes off from Vandenberg, I actually want them to be able to take off because there's plenty of jet fuel. And if they ever, God forbid, have to defend the left coast from an attack, I want the fuel to be there. California is weakening our national defense and destroying their own people in the process of doing so. California, once again, good grief. Just want to say, go away, go away. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line's always open, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Hang tight, I'll be right back.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I
filed my return.
But I haven't.
1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
1 in 4 was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price. Because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
You got to be kidding me. We've got people that are, now, first, they're useful idiots. We know that, right? These are people that don't think. But you might think that they are, oh, pro-trans, pro-LGBT, pro-whatever, you know, pro-minorities, pro-whatever progressive liberal cause you can imagine, they're probably all for that. Do they understand what Islamists would do to a transgender or to a gay man or a gay woman? Yeah, you know, just hang them with a noose from top of a crane. That's what they do. These people are truly idiots. And the terrorist dictator Khamenei will be remembered, I think, for murdering his own people, 30, 40,000 or even more, you know, over 40, not just him, but all of the Ayatollahs, all of the mullahs, and for murdering Americans, and for conspiring to murder millions more with one nuclear weapon. Now, if you're not familiar with New York City, Washington Square Park is about, I would guess, maybe a mile and a half from where the World Trade Center once stood. So after the guy in the SpongeBob SquarePants sweatshirt punched the counter-demonstrator in the face, a major brawl might have ensued if the New York PD that Mamdani has called for defunding and dismantling had not actually been on hand. Because nearby counter-protesters waved Iranian, American, and Israeli flags while chanting USA. Iranian flags were the pre-Islamic Revolution lion and sun version, representing the Iranian people, not the Islamic Republic of Iran flag that represents those repressive maniacs who have ruled over them since 1979. And the flyers for the pro-Khamenei event praised the dead tyrant for opposing the criminal American regime. The sides could not be drawn more clearly. In America's largest city, less than 2 miles from the World Trade Center, you have useful idiots actually exercising their First Amendment rights to praise someone almost as bad as, and in many ways as bad, as Adolf Hitler. A guy that in a line of several Ayatollahs have just repressed the Iranian people, threatened peace in the Middle East, and is currently even going after their Arab neighbors in the Middle East. If you don't think that this country is not infected with a bunch of really stupid Marxist idiots, you're really not paying attention. And speaking of Marxists, the Marxist ideology of the Democrat Party is fundamentally criminal. Because it's based on theft, they're always stealing from me. They're stealing my hard-earned money, and they're wasting it away in places like Minnesota and other places. So it shouldn't come as a surprise that no one that Democrat politicians represent criminals at the expense of the law-abiding. This is Minnesota State Representative Dave Pinto.
Several of us are on the Public Safety Committee, and yesterday there was a presentation of a group seeking to
change how we address organized retail theft. And it actually had not occurred to me to ask. It probably would have been good to make sure that they would study sort of the benefit of shoplifting and of retail theft, and because perhaps people are relying on that and sort of using that, and maybe it's, you know, assisting them in some way. I mean, these folks were describing people violating the law, but I suppose it could be useful to look into that. But ultimately, it's a policy question, right? We do want to make sure when we have a law in place, we're enforcing it. So,
did you catch that? Yesterday, there was a presentation of a group seeking to change how we address organized retail theft. And it actually had occurred to me, this Yahoo says, to ask, it probably would have been good to make sure that they would study sort of the benefit of shoplifting and the benefit of retail theft, because perhaps people are relying on that and the sort of using that, shoplifting, and maybe it's, you know, assisting them in some way. Oh, I don't think there's a need for a study. I can assure this representative that theft does benefit the thieves. The only problem with shoplifting from the Democrat point of view is that it cuts out the bureaucratic middleman, you know, the cops. They're always getting in the way. Or the business owner. Who cares about the business owner? You own a bodega. You own a convenience store. And, you know, you're barely getting by on very, you know, very thin margins. Well, what that business owner, convenience store owner, bodega owner should do is look at the shoplifting as, oh, that's just part of me contributing to the community. We live in utterly insane times. Utterly insane times. And nobody seems to want to point it out that, you know, this guy, this Representative Pinto in Minnesota, ought to be blasted all over the country to show what an absolute idiot he is. The benefits of retail theft and shoplifting. You know, I have to admit that when I was doing show prep yesterday after my other show, and I came across this story, I thought to myself, I never ever in my life thought that I would go on air and talk about, hey, we have an elected representative. Now, of course, it doesn't surprise me that he's a Democrat, but we have a Democrat elected representative, of course, in a place like Minnesota, you know, which is it burning down today? I haven't checked. How much fraud still going on? That would say publicly in a legislative committee hearing that we ought to look at shoplifting and see if there isn't some sort of benefit to it. Wow. Whatever, if you think you own a business, you own a car, maybe you own, you know, a nice watch, but somebody needs to steal that from you, it's for the benefit of the public. Yes. Hang tight. See you on the other side of the news.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
When people turn to telehealth for weight loss, they're looking for real support. That's why more people are choosing Orderly Meds. Orderly Meds connects you with real doctors and access to proven GLP-1 medications like semaglutide and tirzepatide. No guessing, just a more supportive experience. And all shipped directly to your door in discreet packaging. Do your research, ask questions, then visit orderlymeds.com/radio for an exclusive offer. That's orderlymeds.com/radio. Individual results may vary, not medical advice. Eligibility required. See site for details.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A threat of severe weather continuing across the nation's midsection today. And powerful storms that spawned tornadoes on Friday killed 4 people in Michigan, 2 in Oklahoma. Authorities in Michigan today say 3 people were killed and 12 injured near Union City. The open days of March have delivered some major news and political developments. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In like a lion, out like a lamb refers to stormy weather at the beginning of March. For President Trump, the first week of March was like a lion politically. Over the past few days, he launched a war against Iran, which led to a spike in oil prices. He fired controversial Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, and he received a Labor Department report that saw the economy lose tens of thousands of jobs in February. The flurry of activity came as the president tries to convince voters to keep Republicans in the majority in Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, has revealed that Iranian negotiators openly boasted about stockpiling enough highly enriched uranium to produce 11 nuclear bombs during their first pre-strike meeting.
That disclosure casts doubt on the effectiveness of prior diplomatic efforts and underscores why military strikes were carried out after other options failed. Witkoff says the U.S. offered Iran free nuclear fuel for peaceful energy use, but Tehran rejected it outright.
It's Ron Taylor reporting. Senator Joni Ernst says all options need to stay on the table.
We have no idea how long this engagement will go, Operation Epic Fury. It could last a matter of weeks. It could extend longer. But what we have to recognize is that whatever it takes to end the threat of Iran needs to be on the table.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
President Trump says he and Congress need to address the expensive problem of paying college athletes.
The president brought together lawmakers, coaches, college presidents, and TV executives for a White House roundtable discussion. He warned that the soaring costs of paying college athletes is harming schools, and the problem is getting worse.
Republicans accused Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and the state's Attorney General Keith Ellison of stalling in the fight against fraud in government programs. Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota also questions how long those state leaders knew about the problem.
We found out that according to the assistant commissioner of the Department of Education at the time, that both Tim Walz and Keith Ellison were advised by their office of the fraud and the illegitimacy of the Feeding Our Future group in April of 2020.
Emmer was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network this week. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. Postal Service officials are saying the agency will run out of cash.
They say that will happen within a year unless Congress lifts a decades-old cap and allows the agency to borrow more money. The new Postmaster General has warned in an interview. If it doesn't, the Postal Service might not be able to pay its employees or vendors by February 2027, and the consequences could be dire for mail delivery, Postmaster General David Steiner has reported.
And that is Bill Alexander reporting. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says that Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican senator from Oklahoma, is perfect to head up the Department of Homeland Security.
Senator Mark Wayne Mullen has been a strong friend of the president and a big supporter of the president's immigration policies. Not only that, he's exceptionally talented, qualified, and I know well-respected by his peers on Capitol Hill from both sides of the aisle. So we look forward to his expeditious confirmation.
More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And threatened to kill every member of the family. So when Urias tried to relocate within El Salvador, the threats followed. Money was demanded. He was physically assaulted. After a fourth relocation, men were asking around town about any newcomers. So for Douglas Humberto Urias Arellano and his wife and their minor child, that was enough, and they left. I want you to sit with those facts for just a moment. Because the United States Supreme Court sat with those facts also. And then the Supreme Court unanimously, 9-0, in an opinion written by, of all people, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, or as I like to refer to her as Jackson Brown, said, that is not persecution under the law, and we're not going to second guess an agency that made that call. This is the Urias case, and it is far more important than it looks. So let's get first to the legal question. The Immigration and Nationality Act allows the government, the United States government, to grant asylum to someone who qualifies as a refugee. Now, a refugee is defined as a person unable or unwilling to return home because of, quote, persecution or a well-founded fear of persecution that is based on race, religion, nationality, membership in a particular social group, or their political opinion. Got it? That is asylum, a refugee status. A person unable or unwilling to return home due to persecution or a well-founded fear of persecution, and that persecution has to be based on race, religion, nationality, membership in a particular social group, or political opinion. Now, three levels of decision makers reviewed this family's case. At the lowest level, an immigration judge denied asylum, denied them refugee status. The Board of Immigration Appeals affirmed the immigration judge's first decision. The First Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed that decision. At every single level, the conclusion was the same. The facts, as bad as they are, did not legally constitute persecution. So the family went to the Supreme Court and argued. Their argument was essentially this. The question of whether facts rise to the level of persecution is a legal question, and it requires a de novo review. What does that mean? It means that every court that you appeal to, because this is a legal question, not a fact question, you should be able to review the case with fresh eyes. In other words, there should be no deference to the agency, in this case, Customs and Border Patrol, or Immigration and Customs Enforcement. There should be no deference to a judge, in this case, the immigration judge. There should be no deference to a Board of Immigration Appeals, and there should be no deference to the First Circuit. Fresh eyes, no deference to the agency. Every judge along the way gets to figure it out independently. Well, the government countered that argument. The government countered and said, this is essentially a factual determination. And factual determinations in immigration cases, Congress very specifically prescribed a deferential, quote, substantial evidence standard. What does that mean? It means the court will only reverse if any reasonable adjudicator, any reasonable judge, would be compelled to reach the opposite conclusion. Now, in legal terms, that is a very high bar. Well, guess what happened in this Supreme Court case? The court sided with the government. Unanimously, all nine justices. If you're one that wants to divide the justices up into conservatives or moderates or liberals, that's fine. All nine of them agreed. If you want to divide the Supreme Court up between those who are textualists or originalists, who look at the plain meaning of the statute and read that those words in their plain meaning, and those who don't, they all agreed. If you want to divide the court up in between those who are non-activist judges or activist judges who want to make up their own rules. No, all nine agreed. Here's the law. This law is the Elias Zacharias Law, the Immigration and all the Reform Acts, and the Art of Congressional Codification. And I want to walk through every single one of those, because for all of the court observers, the Supreme Court observers who say that the court, oh, we got to pack the Supreme Court, we need to expand the Supreme Court, the court is so badly divided, they can never agree on anything. Well, buckle up, because we're going to walk through this case, and you're going to realize that, you know, when the law is actually clear, the court can unanimously agree, and they can take the newest and what I think is the dumbest justice of the United States Supreme Court and let her write the opinion, and all of the eight others will sign on to it. It's a fascinating case. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app. Search for whatever podcast app you use. Doesn't make any difference. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. That's the name of the show. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review because that helps us with the algorithm. And then that will automatically download every weekday program that we do Monday through Friday, plus this Saturday program. So you get all 6 programs of Michael Brown. Hang tight. Let's go through this. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
When people turn to telehealth for weight loss, they're looking for real support. That's why more people are choosing Orderly Meds. Orderly Meds connects you with real doctors and access to proven GLP-1 medications like semaglutide and tirzepatide. No guessing, just a more supportive experience. And all shipped directly to your door in discreet packaging. Do your research, ask questions, then visit orderlymeds.com/radio for an exclusive offer. That's orderlymeds.com/radio. Individual results may vary, not medical advice. Eligibility required. See site for details.
Hey, speaking with Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. If you haven't followed me on social media, then why haven't you? Get busy and do that. Whether it's X, formerly Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, they're all at Michael D. Brown. Michael D. Brown. So go do that right now. We're talking about this case that is a unanimous Supreme Court decision, Urias versus Bondi. Urias versus Bondi is the case. So let me give you a little history of it. Back in 1992, in a case called Immigration and Naturalization Service, that was the precursor to our current Homeland Security Immigration Department, Immigration and Naturalization Service, in a case called INS versus Elias Zacharias, it established that in order to overturn a agency's persecution determination, an applicant for asylum must show the evidence was, quote, so compelling that no reasonable fact finder, a judge or a jury, could fail to find the requisite fear of persecution. That's substantial evidence review applied to the entire persecution determination. And it's not just the raw facts, but it's the legal conclusion that is also drawn from the facts in a case. So remember, in any case, you have two important components. You have the facts that you establish, and then you have the law that you have established, and you apply the law to the facts, and you apply the facts to the law. And so what they're saying here is that someone that's applied for asylum must show that the evidence was so compelling that the fact finder in the case that has been appealed, whether that was a judge or a jury, must show that the evidence was so compelling that no reasonable fact finder could do anything other than find the requisite fear of persecution. That's substantial evidence review applied to the entire persecution determination. Not just raw facts, but the legal conclusion that you would draw from those facts. And then 4 years later, Congress passed an additional immigration law. It amended the Immigration and Naturalization Act judicial review provisions. The key addition, Section 1252B4B, it doesn't make any difference. But the key addition says that administrative findings of fact are conclusive unless any reasonable adjudicator, a judge or a jury, would be compelled to conclude the contrary. In other words, it would be that if a trial court, a judge or a jury at the trial level, found that there was or was not a reasonable basis for persecution, that to appeal that, whether the government appealed it or the asylum seeker appealed it, it would have to be so conclusive unless any reasonable adjudicator would be compelled to conclude the contrary. Now read that language. Now read the Elias Zacharias standard. They're essentially identical. Congress didn't accidentally mirror a 4-year-old Supreme Court decision. It codified the decision. So when the family argued that the statute only covers findings of fact and not mixed questions of law and fact, the court said politely but firmly, you've missed the forest for the trees. Because the history tells us that Congress meant for the whole persecution determination to receive deferential review, that we should allow that whatever determination was made in the lower courts, we should defer to that. Now, here's where the case gets genuinely interesting. The family's lawyers deployed Loper Bright Enterprises versus Raimondo. That's the 24 decision that killed Chevron deference as their sword. Here was the argument. Loper Bright requires courts to independently interpret statutes. So applying the persecution standard to undisputed facts is a legal question. Therefore, you should be able to get a de novo or fresh eyes applies, and any deference to the original decision, the Roper Light, resurrects the Chevron doctrine that the Supreme Court had just buried. Now, that I find that pretty creative. But it's also better suited for a law-reviewed article than a courtroom, or for that matter, even a radio presentation. The court drew a careful distinction. Loper-Bright governs whether courts must defer to an agency's interpretation of a statute, what the law means. Well, that deference is now dead. The Supreme Court got rid of the Chevron deference. But the Urias case is about deference to an agency's factual and mixed determinations under a standard of review that Congress explicitly prescribed. That's not Chevron. That's Congress telling the courts to review agency's findings, which is exactly what Congress is allowed to do. So the death of Chevron doesn't mean the death of all administrative deference. It means that these agencies can no longer claim interpretive authority over the meaning of statutes. They can still receive factual deference when Congress has mandated. And the court declined to let a legitimate administrative law revolution become a vehicle for collapsing all deference across the board. Now, why does this case matter beyond one family's tragedy? Before this decision, the circuits were generally split on the standard review for persecution determinations in immigration courts. The Supreme Court has now definitively resolved it. The whole determination gets substantial evidence review. Every circuit has got to conform to what the Supreme Court said. So what's the practical effect on these asylum claims? The substantial evidence standard is a high bar. Courts must affirm if there's any reasonable basis in the record. So now applicants who face genuine hardship in legal gray zones will find this dispositive far more often than not. This is the most important takeaway for those tracking administrative law. Urias Orlauna confirms that Loper-Bright has real but limited reach. The post-Loper-Bright world means that judicial independence on questions of statutory interpretation, not wholesale independence from all agency determination. Statutory deference, commands that what Congress enacted must survive. That distinction will echo through administrative law for years now. And here's what's really interesting. Justice Jackson was exactly right. And here's the part that probably some of you might find jarring. This was the right call. Not because the Urias family situation was terrible, it clearly was terrible, but because persecution must mean something specific, and it has to be applied consistently. And that's where the court has put a nail in Chevron deference. Let me explain by giving you the alternative. I think it'll help you understand it. I'll do that next. Don't go away.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money and refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest-standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Hi, I'm Tamara Wood, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is currently accepting applications from individuals interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or to obtain further information, please visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Be part of the solution. Apply today.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
You know, he's upset about that. Well, you know, we're upset about it too, but he can't do anything about it. So Beck does what he wants to do. So I gave him some options of how you can stream us live because he said, well, iHeartRadio only gives me the option of podcasts and I don't want to listen to old news. Well, you can stream us live or on the iHeart app, or you can go to Michaelsaysgohere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Just type that into your address bar on a browser, and that will take you to my Denver affiliate where there's a tab that says How to Listen. And under there, you'll find an interactive map that shows all 350-plus affiliates all across the country. You can either scroll through the map or you can scroll through the list, and you can find a station that is, you know, maybe in where you live. Or you can just stream us live from my home base in Denver, which is a station with the call letters KDFD, Freedom 93.7 FM or 760 AM. And you can listen live. No old news. Now, that's if you don't want to listen to the podcast. But I would say even if you listen to the podcast, the news isn't old because there's no news on the podcast. There's no news there. So I'm not quite sure what the problem is, but there are so many ways to listen to this program. You can listen to it live through a local affiliate. There's 350 of them across the country. You can go to the iHeart app. And if you want to listen live on the iHeart app, you can stream it live. And I would just suggest you can just use the Denver station. That's fine. The Denver station for the Saturday program is Freedom 93.7, which is 93.7 FM or 760 AM. You can find an affiliate that's closer to you. Doesn't make any difference. There's 350 plus of them. And you can stream it live there. Now, some affiliates carry the program later in the day. Sometimes they don't play it until Sunday. They play it in the evening. So you can, that's why I just suggest you just go to the Denver affiliate and just stream it from the Denver affiliate. But just because the Blaze dropped us, there's a bazillion other ways to listen to us. And I would encourage you to do that. Or again, you can always do the podcast. And the podcast doesn't carry old news. So let's go back to this case. Now, let's go back to the facts of the case before we get to the court's reasoning. The facts of the case are horrible. So this guy, Douglas Humberto Arias Arlano, his wife and their minor child, came into this country illegally in 2021. They came from El Salvador. And he testified in the trial in the immigration court. And the immigration judge agreed that a sicario, a hitman, had been targeting his family since 2016, that this hitman or some other sicario had already shot two of his half-brothers and it was threatening to kill every member, family member. So he tried to relocate within El Salvador, but the threats followed and the sicarios were demanding money. He was physically assaulted and beat up. After a fourth relocation, men around the new town started asking about any newcomers, and that was enough. The family decided they'd had enough, so they sneaked into the United States illegally. Horrible situation. I understand it's horrible. But it doesn't meet the standard of persecution, which is what they were trying to seek asylum under. And this is where I think some of you, my listeners, might find this jarring. It's the right call. Not because their situation was terrible. It clearly was terrible. But because persecution means something specific, and the courts have to apply it consistently, with the administrative law system receiving appropriate deference when Congress has mandated it. The alternative, federal courts substituting their judgment for the Board of Immigration Appeals on every asylum determination, applying de novo or fresh eye review case by case, that would be chaos. There are 900 federal circuit judges making independent calls on persecution claims from hundreds of countries, each with unique political and criminal context that immigration judges spend careers learning. So you're going to get wildly inconsistent outcomes. It is truly judicial policymaking dressed up as legal interpretation. And there's something deeply conservative in the best sense about this ruling. It respects the institutional structure that Congress created. It applies the standard that Congress prescribed. It declines to let judicial sympathy for a particular petitioner, in this case a particular family, corrupt a framework that must function across millions of cases. And the most amazing thing to me is Justice Jackson wrote the opinion, and every justice joined that opinion. That unanimity is not an accident. It reflects the facts that this case, whatever its emotional valence, has a legally correct answer. Because if Congress believes that the persecution standard is too narrow, well, then Congress can change the statute. But nine justices correctly held that decision belongs to Congress, not to federal judges armed with good intentions and a do novo or a fresh review. That is not a defeat for justice. That is the law and justice operating as designed. So whenever you hear progressives starting to scream about how, oh, we've got to pack the court, or we've got to just, you know, we've got to quit allowing people like Donald Trump to appoint, you know, these wildly conservative justices. As much as I have criticized Ketanji Brown Jackson for her really kind of lack of gravitas on the court, here all nine justices said Congress has been very clear. There is a persecution statute. It is written very plainly, and we have to apply that standard, and we cannot allow appellate courts or different parts of the Bureau of or the Board of Immigration Appeals to come up with different decisions all around the country based on just these really horrific facts. Because regardless of how bad the facts are, apply those facts to the law. And if those facts, as heart-wrenching as they are, don't meet our standard of persecution, then the courts have only one choice, and that is to uphold the original immigration judge's decision that you did not meet the standard in the law. And when you don't meet that standard, we're not going to have people go, oh, but we feel sorry for you, so we're going to bend the law. No. And of all people, Justice Jackson, Justice Sotomayor, Justice Kagan, all said exactly the same thing. And even Justice Roberts, who I would kind of put in the middle, said, that's right, that's the law. And if you want to take it to the extreme, Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Alito said, yes, the law says very clearly, Congress wrote, here's what persecution means. And you did not meet the statute. So therefore, we're not going to hear the case. And we're going to uphold not just what the immigration judge said at the trial level. We're going to uphold what was held from the Board of Immigration Appeals. We're going to uphold what the Ninth Circuit, the Fifth Circuit, the Seventh Circuit have all said in regards to persecution. There's one statute. The Chevron deference is gone. The agencies just can't make up things because, oh, the facts here are really sad. It actually gives me hope. It gives me a simple hope that this deferring always to the agency decisions is now over. The agencies have to have clear, unequivocal, statutory authority to make rules and regulations based upon what Congress says they can or cannot do. And if the agencies go beyond that, then the court says, nope, you have no authority whatsoever. If Congress wanted you to have the power to do that, Congress would have written that. Now, before we go to break, let me just say this. Not only is this a tough decision for the court to have made, and they made it unanimously, but it says to all the other agencies, quit making crap up. When you come to us and someone's appealed your regulation or your interpretation of your regulatory authority, we're going to look at what did Congress tell you you could do and not do. And we're going to look at the plain meaning of the statute. Now, this one case is not going to solve all of that, but it sets a baseline. And for once, maybe we can get back to two things. Congress, if you want to give the agencies authority to interpret the law, then say that specifically. And if you want them to write certain rules or to not write certain rules, then you need to do your job. And to the courts, quit placing your own interpretation and look clearly at what the statute says. And if it fits, then you can rule one way. If it doesn't fit, you have to rule the other way. We ought to stand up and applaud the court for doing something. And for all of those Democrats in the U.S. Senate that keep screaming about how the court is out of control, this case just threw cold water on that. I'll be right back.
When was the last time you watched your home movies?
Disasters strike unexpectedly. Every year, American families lose the one thing they'd run back into a burning building for, their family's memories. Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam. We started Legacy Box to help save your family's most important recorded moments so you don't have to worry.
Load Legacy Box with your old movies, film reels, and shoeboxes of photos.
We work our digitizing magic, converting those memories right to the cloud so they're safe and accessible forever.
It's fast, we always send your originals back, and it's done right here in the USA.
Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box. Better Homes and Garden, Real Simple, and Inc. Magazine are all talking about Legacy Box.
New York Times columnist David Pogue says, "Have them digitized. I wish I'd done it sooner." Take action. Save your family's memories today with Legacy Box.
Go to legacybox.com/keepsake to get an incredible 50% off your Legacy Box. That's legacybox.com/keepsake for 50% off while supplies last. Legacybox.com/keepsake.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Steve, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text line's always open. Number's 33103. Keyword, Mike or Michael. When you have progressives in control of government and trying to influence society, the future of shipping cargo, you know, cargo shipping is just like oil coming out of the Strait of Hormuz. Or any other shipping, all of the cheap Chinese crap that comes across the Pacific, or things that traverse the Panama Canal. I want you to think about those ships for a moment. They're humongous. You think about the ships that come in to the ports in California. If you've ever been to the port of Long Beach, for example, you'll just see, and the same is true on the East Coast too. Same is true down in Houston. You see these huge cranes, and all these ships come in. They're just stacked with shipping cranes. They're monstrous. And the longshoremen, I mean, lots of things are computerized, but watching those things unload, and then they get put onto 18-wheelers, and they, you know, they get their manifest, and they go off, and they crisscross the country, just taking stuff everywhere. Shipping's really a fascinating business. Well, I think with these activists in the church, the congregants in the Church of the Climate activists, with them in charge of so many things, the future of shipping cargo might start to look like a thing of the past. This comes to us via CNN Climate. A 100% wind-powered cargo ship that can dramatically cut transatlantic shipping times and carbon emissions, according to its operator, could launch in early 2027. Now, I think it's unlikely that reverting to pre-20th century technology would reduce shipping times, but the point is the allegedly harmful carbon emissions. There's a French company, Vela, wants to run a service between France and the United States with custom-made sea craft. A life cycle assessment conducted by Vela and climate consultancy group Carbone 4 calculated that carbon emissions from the North Atlantic crossing would be up to 96% less than a conventional container ship and up to 99% less than air freight. Well, because sailboats make less noise than modern boats that use motors, they could also maybe be less disturbing to wildlife, which they actually don't care about unless you're talking about the whale-killing offshore wind turbines. We're going to put sails on these cargo ships? I can't imagine they can be the same size. So you'll need much more of them. And then that makes you realize, oh, so you're going to shift the carbon emissions from the cargo shipping ships to sailboats. Gigantic sailboats. But you'll have to manufacture those, manufacture the sails, manufacture all of that. And so you're just going to offshore or reshore or displace the emissions somewhere else. And then, go back to the 18th century, even the 19th century, and we're going to have sailboats crossing everywhere. These people are nuts. Absolutely nuts. The International Maritime Organization agreed back in 2023 to reach net zero emissions by about 2050. But hopefully the global warming hoax will be behind us by then, or shipping could be set back by well over a century, thereby reducing our standard of living. And coming soon, maybe we could have wind-blown trucks, or maybe they would just horse-drawn carts. All they want to do is take us back to olden times. They can't stand modern technology. The guy that Democrats tried to place a heartbeat away from the presidency was on Capitol Hill this past week for a fraud hearing held by the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. It didn't go well for the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz. One report says the Justice Department, which has indicted almost 100 people for fraud schemes in Minnesota, has estimated the scale of fraud to now potentially exceed the $9 billion since 2018. Feeding our future, they just looted taxpayers for about $250 million. Well, Walls and his liberal media allies, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, claimed that a state court ordered the state education department to resume payments to that criminal enterprise. Of course, the court denied that. So Jim Jordan asked, so the court's lying or are you lying? And Tampon Tim replied, I can't tell you. It didn't go well.
Chair now recognizes Ms. Mace from South Carolina.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for being here today. Governor Walz and Attorney General Ellison, you have presided over one of the worst government fraud scandals in American history. This was money intended to feed hungry children, help kids with autism, provide food and shelter and health care to the needy, and more. You both allowed billions in these American taxpayer dollars to be pillaged and plundered by Somali pirates. You knew this was happening. You chose to do nothing about it, and in some cases, you even enabled it. Attorney General Ellison, you even profited from this fraud by taking campaign donations from these Somalians after pledging to help quash the investigation into them. I find your behavior despicable. My questions this morning, my first go to Governor Walz, and I hope you learned some lessons from your last hearing with me on the...
Do you think he learned any lessons? Of course he didn't. Hang tight. We're coming right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I filed my return.
But I haven't.
One in four tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed.
Ten minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I filed my return.
But I haven't.
One in four tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
One in four was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.